You may be seated. Yahweh's plan is coming to completion. As may the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Yahweh's plan is coming to completion that he made maybe billions of years ago, or took billions of years in putting it together. You know, with Yahweh, things are forever, and the planets and things that mankind is discovering now they have been there for thousands and thousands of years. This was handed me, but I think I need to read it. I just got it as I was coming in. But it shows today's world, and of course it shows what the kings of the east that Yahweh speaks of, that is part of his plan, part of the plan of Babylon and Rome, Italy, all of that fourth part of the world. And then, of course, it's invaded the United States in these last days. As much as our forefathers were trying to keep it out, they brought it in. And so often today, when they're trying to solve a problem, they make the problem worse. President Obama, that I don't think it was his choice, but he allocated $19 million to the school system for more counselors and more chaplains. And of course, the counselors and the chaplains that they have are a part of the system that caused what we're seeing in today's schools that we have no control over at all. There's just no way of solving this problem, and they know it. They know they have no way to solve this problem. Yahweh has a way to solve the problem, and it's called the Peaceful Solution, Character Education. And we could institute this now, you know, with considering the governments. We can only do what, of course, Yahweh allows, or Yahweh brings about in today's governments. But with the consent of the governments, we could institute this in today's society, and it would start to work immediately. You'd start seeing changes take place immediately. You couldn't stop all the problems, of course, immediately, but you could start seeing changes take place, as we have in the, this is proven, we have it in the prisons, we have it in certain schools throughout the United States. We have a proven history on this character education program. We know it works. It worked before. That's the reason we knew it would work this time. And this is the reason we put it in the same program into action. It wasn't my idea. It was, this is the manna from heaven that the Savior spoke of, that he was a perfect example of. Here's the BBC. It says violent women stretching police, that's stretching the police's resources. They're arresting about 240 women a day now for violence. Now, this is going on throughout the world. I remember when I was growing up, a few hundred years ago, that women were a very delicate thing. You didn't dare molest a woman. She was something that she was fragile. She was something you were to take care of like a beautiful piece of crystal or something. And you babied her, you took care of her, you saw to all of her needs, and of course she saw to your needs constantly. But that's the way I was raised. That's you never lifted a hand to mother, and if dad would have heard of something like that taking place, we would have heard the end of it. I guarantee you, that was a lesson that was enforced. And you never lifted a hand to your sister. You didn't fight with your sister. If she wanted you know, molest you, you better move out of the way. Leave her alone. But you don't hit a woman. You don't touch a woman. Well, now there's such a difference in the, and of course it's coming from just what the great Kohan Zephaniah was speaking of just now. It's not altogether outside, but it's a movement inside the bodies that it's almost like a new world inside the body. Your body has a world inside of it. Anyway, it's like a magnificent city that's being run in all different directions by different computers. The more you learn about it, the more you become impressed with Yahweh's knowledge as to how He made each and every one of us and fine-tuned us to where, you know, your bodies can think and walk and talk and overcome, and yes, you can overcome, you know. This saying, I can't, you know, this I get the words that, well, I've tried and I just can't do it. Well, no, that's not true. You're telling me a lie. You haven't made up your mind to do it. That's your problem. Once you make up your mind, yes, praise Yahweh. I tell people, you want to quit smoking? You have to make up your mind that you're not going to smoke another cigarette. And then when the time comes and you get the urge, because you will get the urge. It's like eating a piece of meat at McDonald's or you know, Sam's. You get the urge and then you start thinking about the idea. You know, well, your mouth starts watering. And the more you think about that you used to eat in the past. And that's the reason, you know, we're told to put a knife to our throat, you know, rather than to eat the king's food. You'd be better judged if you cut your throat or committed suicide or something, rather than to have touched it. Well, He's not telling you to kill yourself. He's telling you to kill that thought in your mind. But kill it instantly. Don't cherish it, because then it grows, and then what takes place with these taste buds, they start feeding other sections in your body that immediately goes to the brain and tells the brain, you know, I've got to have this for my body. Well, you tell your brain, no, you don't have to have it. You're not going to get it. Get away from me and stop bothering me. And this way you can quit. You can quit smoking. You can quit anything you want to. Overeating. I think overeating causes more sickness than anything. You know, even great foods, you can overindulge in them. And we have people who have overindulged in wine and beer and whiskey and, you know, strong drinks. And this can break your body down. First off, it starts to decay organs that feed your liver. The organs that feed your liver are like probably billions of little organs that feed your liver. Well, it starts to break these down when you overdo. So then your liver starts to starve, and like a mind doesn't get his appointments or her appointments with Yahweh each week. And it deteriorates. It's first it's blocked, it stops the growth, and then if it doesn't get it in a while, it starts to deteriorate, and it has trouble then remembering why it ever came here to begin with. Well, that's the way it is with the liver. If you study this and you see all the things, all the organs supply feed to the liver or feed to the brain. They're all geared, you know, to work as one in unity in supplying every organ. This little thyroid that's up here in the your neck. If you took that thyroid out for about an hour, your body would start to react all over. And you could see it. I know symptoms immediately when I see them of someone who the doctors have removed their thyroid. And of course your flesh starts to have strange feelings. And they try to supply this with a stuff they call Synthroid, Synthroid only makes up a little bit of what this little organ here makes up, and they know that the doctors know, science knows that it's missing several elements. Well, they don't know how to create those elements. Your body knows how to create those elements, and it sends it to all the places in your body, including your brain, your toes, from one end of your body to the other. That little bitty mechanism there, a little bitty piece of meat about so big, But it's like a city that's supplying a refuge pickup to all the country round about. And of course, when you do without it, and one person told me it's like you take your flesh all over her body, she said, you take and your flesh like that and pinch it. Just start pinching it. And she says, that's the way my body feels right now. Well, see, in this thing right here that we're talking about, now Yahweh says, he said to Cain, if you remember, yes, sin is going to be present with you. You're going to have to prove that you can overcome it. Now, if you do righteousness, you will be accepted, but your desires are going to be to sin. Your desires are going to be to go the other way. Waste your money instead of putting it in Yahweh's work, instead of putting it in the things you need. But if you set your mind and you don't give in to it, you don't give in to thinking, get behind me, Satan. That was the Savior's words. He would never cherish anything in his mind that wasn't totally in accord with Yahweh's laws. And Yahweh's laws do govern health, remember? So these are some of the things. But if you set your mind to it and don't cherish the thought, when you cherish the thought, then eventually you will give in. If you dispose of it right then say, no, I think I'm going to fast, rather than go in there and eat this unclean stuff that's going to cut me off from Yahweh, because that's what it did. It cut you off. The same way that marijuana, I'll say this one more time, marijuana has, I don't remember the exact amount of discovered elements in it that are unclean, unhealthy for the human body. The one that I despise the most is the one that cuts you off from new truth. Now, you don't realize it. And I know a person that smokes marijuana, it is so hard to get through to them. You know, and I strive to get through to them. You know, I make it so simple. But then in talking to them for a little while, I see they're missing something. But this element that's in marijuana, it will actually forbid new truth from coming into the brain, and I'm not just talking about it. Don't prevent you from hearing it now. Don't prevent you from taking it to the conscious mind, but to the acceptable portion of the subconscious mind, it prevents it. So there's no way you can use it. If you remember, I told you here a while back to brush your teeth with your left hand if you're right-handed. And I said, take note of how long it takes you to learn to brush your teeth as well with your left hand as you do with your right. Well, of course, this is how a baby learns to walk. You know, a baby is not born walking. It would starve to death. You could lay it in its bed, and it would starve to death crying. It would never know how to get up and get it something to eat. Crawl out of the bed and go to the stove or the refrigerator or anything like that. But that little baby turns out to be, in the end, Yahweh's precious gift to the universe, the manifestations of the Son of Man, the manifestation of the Son of Man, the sons of men, which you are the sons of men. You're the chosen of Yahweh to receive this wonderful knowledge that you can't imagine the amount of knowledge that's here in these scriptures. If science had this, if science could actually discover what's in these scriptures right now, they could excel you know, tremendously. The problem is they can't. And they can't even understand it. And we have that, in many cases, you know, and people won't admit they need help, you know, and they really need help, but they won't admit it. And the only place they're ever going to get it is Yahweh's house. That's what he says. And he only has one work. Well, I'm leading up to something, as you can tell, but praise Yahweh. But, the two trees, you know, we think of the tree of Yahweh as the dominating tree, but it wasn't. And we don't even realize how fast it grew throughout the earth. And it grew from Yahweh's people that he chose. And Yahweh's chosen bloodline, Abraham wasn't the only one of Terah's children, nor the grandparents before that. But Abraham was one. But the rest of them, you know, knew this plan too. And they were wiser, as Yahshua said, than the sons of Yahweh. And so they outdid them in psychology and in the pull to pull people away from the house. And of course Yahweh allowed this to be so, and this is what took place throughout Europe, and you just don't imagine it. And what I've been trying to do for about a year now is get it in your mind the real truth. And a lot of lies in the dictionary have been told and in the encyclopedia have been told to keep you from knowing the real truth. Some of it I could tell is real, is deliberate cover up. Rome being such a mystery and no one knowing where it came from or how it started, you know. Well, there's a lot more mystery than that. And Yahweh shows, you know, in Revelations, he calls it Babylon, the mystery religion. Well, that was called the same thing in Genesis. And of course, the whole story of the Holy Scriptures is about those two trees. But here we see now in this, in today's world, we see violent women. I never saw that when I was a child. I saw women teachers. I saw women that I thought was rude. As I had one teacher that I thought was rude. But I never saw her get violent physically. But now they're arresting 240 women a day. This is the average for violent crimes. And this is going on all over the world. And the problem is not just somebody got angry and hit someone. The problem is in the human body and how they have cause confusion through eating the wrong kinds of food, which, yes, they're sold at McDonald's, they're sold at Sam's, and we've warned you and warned you and warned you, you know. But if you want to cut yourself off from Yahweh and throw your salvation away, which this is what you're doing, and you need to repent of it, because it is available to you, kosher food. The bread of life is available, but it's only available here at the house. Tree of life. I've got several articles here, just a few. I just want to read you the headlines. But what it is, it's a pattern that we see of today's world and what it's coming to. The debt owed in Europe could thwart U.S. recovery. Well, what this is talking about is the same thing that Caspar Weinberger's book, The Next War. He brought this out, the same thing that this man here is speaking of. He brought this scenario out of today's world and how everything is tied together. That part of the earth in the east is blaming the United States for bringing on this economic collapse. And of course, they may be right. Maybe this was the cause. That is, as far as you could see. Now, who gave them the plan? Well, of course, the scripture tells us who gave them the plan. But convincing somebody of this, it takes years to show how that this tree of righteousness and evil, the mixture, how it actually took hold in the world and came actually from the family that Yahweh is dealing with now, the seed of Abraham, descendants of Abraham, and they've actually from them, profaneness has gone out to all the world, and we're seeing the end result of it taking place here with the collapse of the economy. And how this man talks about it, he shows that it could go further down or it could be changed with an order from the Pope, of course, to take it the other way. But that's only if they get what they want. Now, what is taking place in some schools is independence, of course. Christianity is wanting their way in the schools and wanting certain things taught. The Catholic Church is wanting their way in all the schools in order to bring forth their people. Now, what is taking place and what I see taking place, and I just told you about it, was $19 million is gone to the fox that killed all the chickens to begin with. $19 million to counselors and chaplains, which are both the same crop, teaching the same system. Now, if they can get this in the schools, if they can get their way in the schools, then they can automatically solve a problem that they themselves created, but they will have what they want in order to get into the minds of the children of the schools. So they, in this way, they can take over that segment of the world. That's just one segment they're wanting to take over. Guards watched as girl beaten at bus depot. Officials say that guards at the Seattle bus terminal were following orders not to intervene. Policy may be revised now, they say. Three unarmed security guards were following orders last month when they stood by without intervening, and a 15-year-old girl was badly beaten in a downtown Seattle bus terminal. Now the company they work for and government officials say those orders should be revised. Okay? Revise them. Now, the next scenario you'll see is that here the guards get in and someone wants to file charges on them for something they did. So this is not the problem. It's actually adding to the problem. I saw in the Abilene schools, I saw this taking place years ago. In fact, I brought it out in some of the sermons. I was actually there for some of the work that was done because I, as a younger man, whether you knew it or not, I served several years on the police department in Abilene, Texas. And so I got some firsthand information. Well, we had trouble in the schools. And I said, this is almost like a setup, I said. It doesn't make sense that these people, of course, I knew their religions. That's the first thing I found out about. And I saw that it was this particular group. And it was always that particular group. So I said, it's like a setup. Well, they put on police officers to stop what was going on. The same people, they laughed at this, you know. I mean, here was teenagers that saw how foolish this was. They would go to one end of the school, send someone to one end of the school to start to make a bunch of loud commotion and screaming and so forth. The police would automatically rush to that area, then they'd do their violence in the other end of the school. The police officers got assaulted from a bottle that flew from nobody knew where. Things like this took place. More police get shot. Police have bombs blown up in their face and so forth. This, we send armies out. This is the end result of it, of the same system. We send not just police officers, but we build bigger armies, like like the Pharisees did with the Holy Roman Empire that they created, which Daniel said to begin with, this won't hold together. It's like pottery mixed with clay. It's like mud mixed with ard. It won't stay together. And of course it didn't. The Roman Empire actually diminished. The system that was guiding it merely took over other sections, regimes of different people. In fact, they started putting their own people in the offices of all the governments throughout the world in order to try to control them and bring them in their direction. Of course, at the same time, other people saw what they were doing and they said, this is what we need to do to combat this system. Well, this is what we see now in today's world among the armies. We see several Roman empires. We see the Roman Empire from Israel putting submarines in the Persian Gulf. Fighter ships in the Persian Gulf. These are the Roman armies, the same thing that the Pharisees created to solve a problem. Of course, they added to the problem. Because now, not only do we have so many Roman empires throughout the whole earth, more than anyone can control, but they are out of control now. And we see a picture being painted that anyone with any intelligence can study what's going on and see what the governments are doing and where it's going to lead to. This is what Caspar Weinberger did. I brought the same thing from the scriptures before Caspar Weinberger brought his book out. But both of them say the same thing. The prophecies are saying exactly what this man put in his book, The Next War. And of course, Yahweh said, here is how it's going to come. It's going to come from this system that follows these laws that they have, but breaks my laws. Or as Yeshua said, they make void the law. They keep the law from working. They keep Yahweh's law from working because of their own traditions, as he called it, which actually amounted to laws. Well, now, this one that I just read, remember the women, their violence, their violent behavior, and how this is not only in women, it's in children too, but it's also in our armed forces. They had an article here just last week that I was reading where soldiers actually come home, American soldiers, they come home and a few weeks later they kill themselves. Many of them are committing suicide. They're taking counseling. They're taking drugs. They don't know what to do to solve this problem, but they can't deal with it any longer. So they take their own lives. When you can see from these results that it's bad, but what you need to see is that Baal's system, Mystery Babylon, is fallen. Well, the Babylon, and remember where it started. It started with the tree of the mixture of righteousness and evil. And that mixture has brought this down to us to where now, in this time period, our fine-tuned bodies that could move mountains, move planets, and so forth, have deteriorated to fighting among each other. It's like if you did this same thing. You know what red ants look like, or the fire ants look like. And you know how they work together. They're in unity. And they serve a queen. And they go out and they do their work. They come back in. They brush up against one another, but they don't fight each other. They harmonize with each other. Now, if you did the same thing to them, and we might, you know, then they would be, they'd be fighting each other and they'd divide off into other forms and they'd come at war with one another to try to kill one another. Well, that's the same thing that's taking place with human beings who supposedly are the more intelligent creation of the earth, but have become back to wolves and lions the other here a while back, someone was showing this film. They have, one one group of people. Now, these are scattered out, and you just see a case of it here and there. But now they're forming clubs to where the people will come together and see each other's children. But you find one quacking like a duck, and it comes on uncontrollable, they said. Something takes place in the mind, they don't know what, but the person, the child, automatically just starts quacking like a duck. Another one crowing like a rooster, quacking like a hen, making goat sounds or pig sounds and dog sounds. So they've got these clubs formed where they bring them together, and you can see, and they had them filmed, and of course, every now and then, one of them, it would click in their brain, whatever part of the animal they have would somehow come forth through their vocal cords and start turning the body back to that part of the animal. Well, you can see here, this is a great example of it here, where women are attacking one another, or they're creating violent crimes, and of course being arrested, 240 a day now, but it's getting bigger than that. It's even bigger than that. Ahmadinejad, Iran, is now a nuclear state, and of course he's taunted and being taunted by what he says is bullies, and he's not going to be bullied any longer, he said. Well, how's he going to solve the problem? Of course, with the nuclear bomb, with war. The system that the Nimrod system that Cush invented to go out and build a huge army to take care of ourselves. And of course, their lust overwhelmed them. They went out and roamed around and they said, we can use this and we can use these people. So let's just take them captive and bring them in as our slaves and so forth. There was no love in any of this. And of course, it's to the point now to where it's not only no love, there's no natural affection. That's just what one of the apostles said. The time was coming when there would be no natural affection, and that's what we see here now. North and South Korean ships exchanging gunfire. You can see the lack of love here, and you can see the system falling. Europe's five undeclared nuclear weapons states are Turkey, Germany, Belgium, the Netherlands, Italy, yes, Italy, nuclear powers. Those are undeclared nuclear weapon states that you never hear of, but they got nuclear weapons. America's war without borders. Now this article, it shows how that we didn't just go into Iraq just to fight Iraq. This is one step of a chess game, if you want to call it that. It's just one step of a chess game to where you do this, then later on you do this over here, then later on you come around on this side and do another, and you're closing in on them. Well, Russia saw this. She sees what they're doing, but this was a setup, and it's a long-range plan. It was advertised by Malachi Martin, who died suddenly after advertising it. He was a writer for the Catholic Church, but he advertised this plan, and he put it this way, Mary is going to make war against everyone who will not accept her. Well, believe it or not now, you better believe it, but all of this is Yahweh's plan, his plan to prove that you can't live in peace, you can't have health, you can't have life. You can only have confusion. You can bring your bodies down and to where it's fighting inside your body. You got wars going on instead of harmony going on. And sometimes it gets so violent in people's stomachs that they start crying out and they go to the hospitals and doctors and say, cut this out of me. Well, he puts another army inside of you to kill off this army, these two or three or a hundred armies that are already at war with one another. He puts a bigger army in there, what they call a shotgun blast of antibiotics, in hoping that this will be the ones that will kill this one, is able to kill this one. It kind of makes you think of the gladiators. You know, we look at sports today. We don't even know where they came from. We have no idea what we're putting in our minds when we watch them. But sports, they were created. Sports was created to exercise armies. They were for that purpose, to exercise their children for maneuvering and roaming and building up their bodies to where they could fight. Now, this became a spectacular event. And of course, it turned into what we call gladiators, what they call gladiators. You know what the gladiators were, surely? They were Abraham's descendants that would not turn loose from teaching Yahweh's name and his laws. And of course, they put them into captivity. And they said, you know, they took the best of the best, like Daniel, the prophet. And they said, we want men that we can teach our literature. If you'll notice, that's the purpose of that king, who was a Hebrew. The king was a Hebrew. He wasn't another race from Pluto or any of those places. He was a Hebrew king, and he says, I want the best of the best of this crop. Of course, he is an unbeliever. He worshiped Baal, Lord. You know who else worshiped Baal, Lord? All of Rome, all of Italy, Mesopotamia, all of the people that Abraham came from worshiped Baal, Lord. If you're keeping up with archaeology, which is a great thing, if you're following it with the scriptures, you'll see that they have proven these things, and I can prove them now. You know, Yahweh has supplied me with enough stuff. I'll be teaching this in the kingdom, and praise Yahweh. and I'll be building mines with it there that where you'll never forget. Then, you know, of course, the things I'm bringing you now, if you're righteous, then you will succeed, and you will remember every word that I've spoken to you in these past years. We're about out of time, believe it or not, and I haven't even got to part of the sermon, but that's I'm going to just for a little while. but the gladiators, you know, they took these people captive. Well, the ones that they didn't want, but the ones who, you know, a little bit brainless. I mean, they played football without a helmet, as they said at one of our presidents. They would take them because they were all bronze and no brain, and they would give them a chance to live. Now, not just live, they gave them riches. In fact, the ones that could kill the most people, the ones that could do the most harm to his brother with what they gave him to fight with, they gave them magnificent rewards, and they lived in fancy houses and had slaves of their own. These were the famous football players that was able to throw that spear a long, long ways, or shoot that sling shot to the width of a hair, and so forth. They didn't have much of a brain to play with, but they could throw that spear. They could run, they could knock people down, they could break people's necks and backs and so forth. So the Roman Empire that the Pharisees created, before they were called Pharisees, they created this the Holy Roman Empire. Holy. The Apostle Shaul was a Holy Roman soldier. He's the picture of the Holy Roman Empire. That Yahweh the Apostle Shaul was smart, but he was also He was also very strong and very healthy. And he followed the Pharisees' religion, and he wiped out everyone else. He was a true believer in that religion that he had been brought up in. So he killed all of the House of Yahweh members that he possibly could. He would bring them in, men, women, children, bring them in, give the children to CPS, and take the rest of them to be tried in the Roman courts with the judges who were Pharisees. Now, on these people that was bronze, had big bodies and strong, and they could run and fight and so forth, they would give them positions. This was showtime. This was Hollywood back then. And if you could see what they finally demanded of these gladiators, the audience, at first they were shocked, history said. They stood in shock. You know, like you do today when you see the movies that are going on? First they were shocked. But then something started taking place in their mind. After the shock disappeared, as one of the apostles said, their conscience is burnt with a hot iron. Then they started enjoying seeing people brutally attacked. Their faces bruised in, their arms broke, their legs broke. Do you see any of that? Surely we don't have gladiators today, do we? Is your brain as dead as your sword? Yes, we have gladiators. We have gladiators trained in all the schools now, fighting against one another. And what we're training in the schools is coming out now in women that are supposed to be delicate. 15-year-old girls trying to kill each other. I never saw girls fight. You know, I was raised in a family of nine children. I never once saw a fight in my family. There was accidents, and I heard screaming at times, but it was normally over somebody accidentally fell over somebody else. But I never saw hatred and violence in my family, not ever. Praise Yahweh. I never saw a fight or a fuss between my mother and dad. I saw mother reasoning with my dad several times because she didn't like what he did, how he handled certain situations. I saw my dad quietly explaining to my mother things that he thought she should correct, but I never saw any fighting going on, not ever. And of course, and I'm sure this was not true with every family. I'm sure that that there was violence at that time, but not nearly what we're seeing in today's world, where it's got the police department stretched all out of shape. And they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do in their schools. They don't know what to do on the streets. They don't know what to do in the bus station. Well, hire more police. Surely that's what we need. And we need these police trained as referees. Train them all as wrestlers. No, train them as gladiators. That's what we need. We need the gladiators back to solve the problems of the 15-year-olds. We need a couple in this household to solve the problem between the man and wife. Well, we better get some others here too, because we got children in the other room that are going crazy. They're trying to kill each other. This is Babylon, brethren. You want to be a part of Babylon?
No!
Praise Yahweh, because it's going down. If you want to save some money, you could start with cutting your smoking off, cutting your booze off, your alcohol. These are things I'm aiming at you that can do without. You can cut these things off, and you will be much better off for it in just a few days now. You're going to be rewarded greatly if you do what I'm telling you to do. Stop drinking, Stop smoking marijuana if that's what you're doing. Stop all illegal use of drugs. And I would beg you, start living a healthy life so you won't need to take these antibiotics. You won't need to go to hospitals and things like this. These are all coming from the Baal system. That's a mixture of righteousness and evil that brings down the body. Praise Yahweh, this is a power that is surrounding the lamb that actually comes within the body and builds and builds and builds until your mind is so confused that you think you got to have it now. But you don't. You can quit no matter what shape you're in. You can quit it if you'll make up your mind to do so and stick with that. Stick with it. Don't harbor the thought. Well, it all started, in Genesis. But in Genesis 25, we were on this last week, and we know that this Midian, you don't realize how important this is that you understand this. Well, let's go back here, and we will cover just a little of this in Genesis 25, I don't want you to forget it. Next week, I'm going to just hop right into the sermon. Maybe. Maybe I'll hop right into it. There's so many things taking place right now, you know. I'll be glad when the feast gets here. I'm going to play catch up at the feast because I've gotten so far behind. I had all this material last week, and I came down the stairs, and I dropped it. And I was blessed. Yahweh kind of kept it from getting mixed up, you know, and I was able to rake it all back together. And I said, Ben, I was supposed to have covered that, you know, in 2009. So I went through my pack here and I left a bundle of it home. I didn't bring it, but this is the bundle we're supposed to cover today. Well, I'm gonna play catch up at the feast, but you've got to realize in this right here that Yahweh is showing us, and we'll get into the other later of the other tree, because the other tree, how it started spreading, and what it became. You know, we'll see what you see in Yahweh's the Levitical priesthood that Yahweh instituted under Moshe. Now, this included, of course, the laws that was given to Adam and Eve, and to Abraham. Abraham kept all these statutes, all of his laws, statutes, and judgment. These were the statutes and judgments that he gave to Moshe also. And the world gets this so mixed up because they say, no, the law wasn't given until Moshe. You know, of course, you know, this is aggravating when you're trying to teach someone that's deceived like this. And it takes years and years, as I've learned from experience, to bring anyone this far. David used to ask me, where do you get this stuff? And I said, David, just be patient. You'll understand. You know, praise Yahweh. You know, he and I, the great David Yehuda, he came to work for me. He first rented a house from me, and then I got to talking to him about Scripture, and then he came to work for me, and he and I used to attend feasts together and so forth, and of course he was a Catholic and I was a Yahwehist, but he came around. And he started studying with me almost every day, but he'd say, well, I don't know whether that I could ever find something like that or not. And eventually he would. But anyway, in these scriptures here, Yahweh shows us the plan of life, of course. And then he shows us how he quietly, but maneuvered, you know, certain people around to bring his plan. And it's a magnificent plan. He gave Yahweh, he gave Moshe the same laws he gave Abraham, but now under Moshe, he instituted a government, a kingdom, a pattern of the kingdom in heaven. And that included sacrifices, of course. That wasn't that wasn't the beginning of sacrifices. And this is where the commentators, you know, they almost go crazy here trying to figure this one out. But, you know, Abraham was actually given this law of the sacrifice. And, of course, what was set up with him, if you'll notice the prophecy, as we'll cover it in detail because I don't have time now, but he said to Isaac, he said, Yahweh will provide a sacrifice. He'll provide the Passover lamb, which he did. That was the Passover lamb. All of these other things that came under the Levitical priesthood that involved the Passover lamb, the animals, they could have never been the Passover lamb. They were a representative of the Passover lamb. You know, a lamb could be, or a goat, but they weren't the Passover lamb. The Passover lamb, Yahweh had to provide from the manna from heaven, which he did. But he did it in a long-range plan, of course, bringing people, training people, letting people be persecuted for what they believed in, testing those people, then breeding that same line of people, seeing to it that this bloodline was not mixed to where you get this violence over here. And he says in Genesis 49, where he said, now all of these things are going to be in the last days. What you're seeing here is going to be in the last days. And he showed the violence, if you remember. Well, remember Genesis 49, when you see these things, oh, yeah, that's what Yahweh said, wasn't it? This is what's going to be in the last days. Well, here we see it not only in men, not only in gladiators, not only in the brutality of football players and so forth, or what do they call that other thing that they knock around with paddles? And if you notice the people, they smile and half of their teeth is missing because they got hit with a paddle. And intentionally, but people, they get to, now this is what I wanted to bring you a while ago. First, you go into shock when you see this. You think, wow, how shocking. And then they say, the more the body indulges in this, the more it craves. And then they wanted to start seeing blood. Well, of course, the gladiators had to provide this bloody scene for the people. And of course, this is what we see in the sports arenas today, the same thing we're seeing with the gladiators back then. But if you let your body go in that direction, if you let your mind start absorbing this kind of violence, once you see a little of here in the high school, or in the, what do they call the junior, where they hit a ball, baseball and softball. You see a little of the competition of the gladiators there. But the more you see, the more your body wants to see, your brain, because you're training it in that direction. And of course, when you get to the point where we are today, which Yahweh says, in the last days, this is what you're going to see. Well, now we're seeing it. We're seeing the violence among our children. We're seeing it among women who would not dare touch their foot against the sand. As one man put it, that's the way Yahweh created the female. And we're seeing this violence in them. Well, think now, this being multiplied in men who participate in this. One football player said, this was his own words, he said, I get out of bed of a morning wanting to knock somebody's teeth out. In the soldiers, where they train the soldiers with the machines, they want soldiers that excelled in football to go out in front. And of course, their universities from which also come forth our generals, our presidents, and so forth, from these same colleges. And they're all owned by the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church, which led the Roman Empire to do its thing. The Roman Empire was like the gladiators themselves. They were cruel. They were ruthless. They enjoyed seeing blood. And the more they could torture, the better they were satisfied. It was a craving to them to go on a crusade and to train other crusaders. The gladiators were the best crusaders. They'd kill more people. Well, at the same time now, he was bringing forth a family here. And he shows certain people here he's using in Genesis 25. And he says, Abraham took another wife, and her name was Keturah. And, of course, she had some sons for Abraham. Those people had sons. In fact, one of them had so many wives, they said, they put it numerous, I don't think they could count all of them. But they multiplied rapidly. They were strong, healthy people, and they multiplied rapidly. They also made great gladiators because they had a ruthless gene in them that Yahweh said would be coming out in these last days really, really strong. Well, you see here that he said the Keturah, she bore him Zimron, Yokshan, Medan, Median, Ishbak, and Shul. And down in verse 4, he says, the sons of Median, then. The sons of Median were Ephah, and then Epur, Hanok, Abidah, Eldah. All of these were the children, should be grandchildren, of Keturah. So we know that this Median here, where he brought Moshe back to this land of Median. I had a map here, if I can show it to you here, the land of Median. Gaza. Maybe get it from there. Here is Median, the land of Median. All of this right here, and then over here is Gaza today. I know you're familiar with that. Gaza and Ashdod, Canaan. You're familiar with the Salt Sea, I know. Well, all this land here now was where Abraham lived, and Yahweh took him out of it and said, and then he trained him there, and then he took Moshe. He took his people out and sent them back down into Egypt. From there into Egypt, and here's the Red Sea here. So you can see from the land of Medium, he sent them to back down into Egypt, where he kept them together and trained them for a certain length of time till he built a huge number of people, something like 3 million. They're not sure of that. They think it's more, but they can prove number-wise that it was 3 million people before he brought them out and said, I'm going to give you now the pattern of the kingdom of heaven, and this is what you're going to live by. Well, of course, only a few did that, and the rest of them branched off and went back to throughout the land, including Italy, as we will see in further sermons. When my time is up, but next week we're really going to get into this strong, and then the feast will make up for everything that I've missed so far. Anyway, practice, brethren, on overcoming. That's the main thing today. The main thing, overcome. He who overcomes and endures, keeps my word to the end, the same, he says, will be saved. That's the words of your Savior, which he was bringing forth back here in Genesis. Remember, he is also bringing us forth back there. We'll see our pattern come forth, our pattern that Yahweh made, prophesied, and planned and come down to this present time right now, sitting here. May Yahweh bless you. I'll turn the services back to the next leader.
Praise Yahweh.